the local sports leader.
It's the Burns and Gambo 2-Minute Warning. Final thoughts on yesterday's Cardinals game.
There are eight 0-2 teams. I'll start, by the way, here on this 2-Minute Warning. There are eight 0-2 teams in the NFL. The Texans, the Bengals, the Patriots, the Chargers, the Broncos, the Vikings, the Bears, and the Arizona Cardinals. After what I've seen the last 2 days, the last two games for the Cardinals, Gambo, I don't think the Arizona Cardinals are the worst team in the NFL.
Do we got the best 0-2 team?
I don't know if we have the best 0-2 team, but I don't think we have the worst 0-2 team. Give it up for the Chicago Bears. I think that is the worst team in the National Football League, and I think they might be the team that challenges the Arizona Cardinals the most for the number one pick in the draft. Justin Fields was sacked 6 times yesterday. He threw 2 interceptions. He only had 4 rushing attempts. This is from NFL.com. For long stretches, the play calling feels stale, the quarterback looks rattled, and the offensive line remains a massive issue. Fields and the Bears offense are in a bad place to open the season. That's the worst team in the NFL. Go, your turn.
For me, I look at the James Conner game. 50 yards rushing in the first half, 56 in the second half. He had some big runs. He had one drive where he had 53 yards on one drive, had a 22-yard run, a 21-yard run, a 10-yard run. James Conner's been handling the bulk of the work. I would love to see the Cardinals establish a second running back. But this Keontae is somebody else. I think that's something that they need to do, because eventually some team may come calling the Arizona Cardinals wanting James Conner at the trade deadline.
All right, those are our final reactions from yesterday's game, and that's going to do it for us here on the Burns and Gambo Show. We're going to be back with you tomorrow straight up 2 o'clock, previewing D-backs, Giants, more fallout from the Cardinals, a little preview of the Dallas Cowboys as well. That's going to do it for us. We're out of here. We'll see you tomorrow straight up 2 o'clock here on the Burns and Gambo Show.
Have a great night, everyone.